was much more welcoming. Because, I mean, sex is relaxing. You know, it's relaxing. Mm-hmm. It's enjoyable. You get an orgasm and oxytocin starts popping off in your brain and you're like, yeah! You know, it's actually a stress reliever, you know? I think the big thing is communication is missing. Sex and intimacy is outside of the bedroom. It's a conversation. It's talking about what you like and what you don't like, right? Which is why I hate when women are like, oh, he wasn't no good in bed or whatever. He wasn't no good to you in bed because what his understanding of what was good might have been good for the last chick. They don't want to do it. I know in my case, it was a matter of I wasn't feeling good in my marriage, right? I did not feel like he was doing the things that I felt like, you know, my husband should do. There are so many women, most women than not, that have had some sort of sexual trauma before they even enter any relationships.
Better Self Podcast, your boy Frank Christ, and today I actually have a special guest. Her name is Chanel, Baptiste. Right? That's how I pronounce it. Yeah. Chanel Baptiste, yes. And she's actually from the US. Today we're going to talk about a very interesting topic about relationship, you know, like sex, coming from actually woman perspective as well. Because she's actually an expert. She's going to know exactly how to break it down because a lot of people have a problem in the relationship when it comes to sex because there's always like a problem when it comes to communication. You want it more, I don't want it. A lot of things that we're going to break it down as well. So before we start, as I always say to my guests, I just want you to like introduce yourself so my audience are actually going to know who you are.
Well, I am Chanel, no BS Baptiste, because I'm your favorite no bullshit therapist.
Okay.
That right, is then. My title. I am a mental health therapist licensed in Texas and Louisiana. And I primarily work with, I have a private practice, Choosing Empowerment. And I primarily work with marginalized and disenfranchised communities, specifically Black, Indigenous, people of color, LGBTQ, who else? Oh, foster and adopted families and the either formerly incarcerated or people who are soon to be released from incarceration. I was in a marriage for 13 years and sex did become an issue in that from my perspective. And I feel like even talking to women, there are several reasons where women may decide not to have sex or decide they don't want sex. I think from the top for me, it's a matter of society, and I talk a lot about societal standards and how we're like inundated in that and conditioned to that. And me and one of my male friends talk about it all the time and how women sometimes are taught to believe they're not supposed to enjoy sex or good girls do this and don't do that, you know? Mm-hmm. And so sometimes in our minds, you know, is I'm not supposed to, or I should not enjoy it, or you know, mindsets like that get in the way. Some women see it as a duty rather than a pleasurable experience, a connection, you know, as true intimacy. They see it as something I'm supposed to do, and so they don't want to do it. I know in my case, it was a matter of I wasn't feeling good in my marriage, right? I did not feel like he was doing the things that I felt like, you know, my husband should do, you know? And so I didn't necessarily feel protected or nurtured or taken care of. And so by the end of the day, I'm exhausted from taking care of all the things and I don't feel like it. I don't want to. I don't want to connect with you. Leave me alone, you know? Which really caused a big issue. It caused a huge issue. And for more reasons than I thought at that time, because I, you know, throughout my learning and understanding and study and stuff like that, you know, I learned, you know, that truly is how men connect. You know, I know so many men who, you know, society and women have an impression that, oh, they just want to hit it and quit it, or, you know, they just want the physical aspect of the thing. But men also use that to connect. You know, and because that's a connection point and you're not doing it in your relationship, then that causes an issue. It causes a severing, right? A disconnection. and stuff. Yeah. And so I had to kind of learn that as well. I don't know if I would have done anything different, you know. I felt like I did do all that I could do. I mean, personally, I'm a sexual being. I'm a highly sexual being, you know, and stuff. But in that situation, I had no desire at all. And I couldn't even understand it until afterward. And I got into therapy and started talking about the things that was bothering me, because it was a connection point for me. And I was disconnected in other areas in my marriage. And therefore, it caused a disconnection in the bedroom.
I think what you're saying is really interesting, because not a lot of women actually, I mean, now I agree with you when you say that you're actually real, you know, bullshitting or no anything. It's interesting, because it's something that men always wanted to know, because sometimes we're just trying to make sure, like, we understand exactly what women want, because things are always difficult, you know, like women, when it comes to sex, we always feel like when you have sex with women, you know, like they like it. But at the same time, before, you feel like you are trying to force them something that they don't like.
Right.
That's the guilt that we feel sometimes, you know, that's why I see a lot of men sometimes, they're trying to be gentle, asking questions, right. You know. A lot of men actually sometimes they worry, they say to themselves like, oh, is this woman really like me, or is it like just like she feel like I'm trying to put pressure on her, or when I want to even feel in a relationship, we are married, but it's like the connection is not there, because and then people like every time I think you see online people always say like every time you go to a woman in bed with her, she's gonna be like, oh, you know, I'm tired, she's gonna give all those excuses in a mind is like, what if she don't want to have sex with me? Like, you make it look like I'm actually sex addict. It's like, you don't like it. It's like, yeah, like, I mean, I'm glad I'm actually having you today. What it is? Yeah, that's the question. Right. Like, I'm
not. Well, women are highly sexual beings. We really, really are. We're, you know, but we're shamed for it. We're shamed. You know, anybody that wants, any female that wants to have sex a lot, you know, she a whore. She a freak, and, you know, and stuff like that. And we're sexual beings just like men are, you know. And stuff. But I say it's conditioning. It's, you know, what looks good, or what, you know, what is appropriate, you know. If a man takes a woman home on the first night and hits it, it's good to go, you know. If a female does, you know, she's a hoe, right? You know, oh, she slept with him on the first night, you know. And so it's conditioning in the minds of us thinking about what y'all think of us, right? But then when you get into a marriage relationship or a committed relationship, I think sometimes women don't know what to expect. You know, I think communication is missing. I think the big thing is communication is missing. Sex and intimacy is outside of the bedroom. It's a conversation. It's talking about what you like and what you don't like. Talking about what your needs are. You know, part of my thing, like I say, being highly sexual myself, you know, I talk to my husband and say, okay, I get it. You want to get it on. Cool. But can you help me with these dishes in the daytime? You know, can you help me do this or that? Can you take care of this part? Because I'm exhausted at the end of the night. And so I can't, right? I just don't feel like it. And stop. And when he would make the effort to do that, you know, I was much more welcoming. Because, I mean, sex is relaxing. You know, it's relaxing. It's enjoyable. You get an orgasm and oxytocin starts popping off in your brain and you're like, yeah! You know, it's actually a stress reliever, you know? But if you don't see it that way, right? Just like women saying, you know, oh, I got a headache. And that sex will actually cure your headache, honey. You know? So it's other things, you know, understanding how your body works. Some women again don't think it should be as pleasurable. You know, some of us have an issue with receiving pleasure, right? And being able to be pleased. Maybe because of our trauma, you know. There are so many women, most women than not, that have had some sort of sexual trauma before they even enter any relationships, you know.
Yeah, but sometimes some women, they don't even have any sexual partner before. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the expectation is different. And sometimes men, they feel pressure as well. So yeah. Do you think it's because like we need to give a lot of tasks? Like, no, not like a lot of tasks, but we need to like do a lot of things at home for you guys to enjoy sex more? That's what you think?
I think it's specific mm-hmm. to the woman. I think communication is the biggest deal. You know, talking outside of the bedroom, sitting at neutral times. And like I say, talking about the likes and the dislikes, and, you know, what do you need from me? You know, how can I connect with you outside of the bedroom so that we have a better connection inside of the bedroom? Because sex is it's a connection point, right? It's a physiological need, but it's a connection point. You know, that's how we emotionally bond. You can't be closer than somebody than inside them, right? You know, And so what do I need to do outside of here to connect to you in the bedroom? You know, for being able to have sex with somebody and be that close to them is an all-day event. It's an all-day event. It's saying good morning in a gentle way. It's you know, it's a gentle touch that's non-sexual. It's a hug when you need it. It's can you be there for me outside of there, right? And that will make me more like that. That will make women take the clothes off. You know, feels supported, when a woman feels, you know, valued. And again, that's different for each and every female, you know.
Yeah, but it's the funny part is when you have somebody outside, if people are in a serious relationship, things are always nice and quick and nice and everything just right. Great.
Yeah.
But most of the time, it's the people that actually commit in a serious relationship. The man who is there for his family, look after the family. Sometimes you just want to have a good time.
Right.
You just feel like, you know, the connection sometimes is not there. And then a lot of things that women are going to say, like, okay, that's why you guys always cheat or whatever. You know, I think that's a reason why a lot of things happen as well. Even though.
Yeah, when needs aren't met, you cheat. When some needs, whether it's sexual, emotional, when a need is not met, that person, I mean, unless they like have this thing and they're, you know, haven't healed a thing inside of them and they're a serial cheater. But most of the time when people cheat, it's because they're trying to meet some unmet need, right? And more often than not, sex is usually not just sex. You know, even for men, that they're, you know, seeking validation or they're seeking, you know, someone to make them feel like a man, like they're needed or wanted, or, you know, is there some need, and usually it's emotional or a mental emotional need that needs to be met, but it's being, you know, the venue is sex, right? That's the the pathway.
I think, yeah, you're right, because there's one thing a woman don't understand is you can actually have sex with somebody, with a man, right? Because if a man, I know you guys can feel it as well, because a man can feel when a woman is not desiring him, actually.
Yes.
So for us, it's not attractive because I can actually be there in top of you for like how long, an hour or whatever time we're going to be for. And even though I come and you get orgasm as well, inside of me, I'm still going to feel like bad because I'm not, that's what I'm saying. That's what they don't get anymore. When women act like, oh, you know what? Oh, you just want this. Okay, then, you know,
right.
And that's the kind of thing that kind of like upset us. But sometimes it's really hard for men to actually say those things to women.
Right. I think that, I had a client once and I asked her what her definition of intimacy was. And she said all the things in between the sexual encounters. And I thought that was profound, right? Because again, you know, sex is just an act of intimacy, right? It's the closeness, it's the connection. And if you're able to connect on the outside, so like you said, you can be on top of a woman and doing your thing, everybody's having a good time, but you don't still feel connected. You don't feel connected. Right. But it's because of the outside stuff. It's all the things outside of that. You know, do you feel supported? Do you feel, you know, like she respects you? Because respect is a big deal for men, a big deal, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, what is it that you need? Again, this is communication. This is what I need. I need to know that you respect me as your man, as your husband, as your provider. You know, do you feel protected? You know, all the things that, you know, are that symbolize manhood, right? Or, you know, or that role that you have in that relationship, right? Or for example, like with me, I call myself toxically independent, right? Because I grew up in a household where I took care of everything and everybody. I entered my adulthood doing the same thing, taking care of everything and everybody. And so I don't ask for help. And so it was hard for me in my marriage to allow him to do the things and take care of the stuff, right? And stuff, releasing the reins, right? I know that played a part. I know that played a big part, right?
It played a big part on what?
In him feeling, I guess, like my husband, like my man, right? And so that affected our communication, that affected our closeness, that affected, I grew up in a family in the house with my mom only, and my mom was a single parent and little short woman. She was feisty, you know, and so, and going through her own pain and stuff. And so the way she talked to people was crazy, right? And I went into my marriage talking to my husband crazy, right? And yeah. So I had to unlearn that behavior, right? So that wouldn't be a conflict between he and I, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All that stuff translates to the bedroom. It ends up translating to the bedroom because, oh, you don't respect me as a man because you're talking to me crazy, yeah. Right? And stuff, oh, you know, and so you don't trust me, right? And stuff. And so since I'm talking to you crazy and I don't trust you, then maybe that affected your ability to be able to do the things that was necessary to make me feel like I could just be a woman, right? And so again, that's upbringing. That's, you know, what kind of family did he come from, right? Did he learn those things from another man in his life? You know, all of those things translate to the bedroom. Sex is never just sex, you know. I guess in some circumstances it can be just sex. But in the aspect that we're talking about it in, it's relationship, it's connection, it's reciprocal, and relationships are reciprocal, right? And so when people can sit down and have conversations and candid conversations, right? Sometimes one person likes to do a thing that the other person ain't into, right? Mm. It'd be as simple as that. Like some people are just like, I don't want vanilla sex all the time. I want to be, you know, different and do something different. And
yeah, but that's the thing. Some people that like something different because men's always like looks like dog. They're the one who actually want more. And you guys always want to have sex all the time. Mm-hmm. When you go deeper, you just run and realize like women are actually the one that actually want more. But I think just your way of expressing yourself is actually different than men.
Different. Yeah.
We are more like upfront. You guys right. are more trying to be a little bit laid back. And as soon as you open up, you're like, oh my God, shit.
Right, you know right, I mean? Right. Once you let open Pandora's box, it's on, right?
Yeah. So I mean,
to get to that point, right?
How do you get to that point, actually? Because sometimes people feel bad because if you're trying to be too pushy, especially in the time we're living right now, you're going to feel like you are being maybe aggressive or you're being weird. That's what I'm saying. Harassing somebody, even if you're married, you feel like you're just being too much. Right. So what do you say to your client when it comes to that? Like, what is their approach to, I'm asking you,
if it's a situation where somebody feels like they're pushing too much, again, outside of the bedroom conversation, you know, when I do this, how does that make you feel? Right. If I ask you three times, you know, if I push up on you, you know, or how do I know that you want it? Because if you're not saying it out loud, because some women will, right?
That's a good question, actually.
Right? How do I know? What's my sign that you want it? You know, and all that. I saw a video, I think, on Instagram or something the other day that a male and a woman sitting next to each other and the woman pushes up on him with her booty, you know? And it's like, this sign right here, this how you know that she wants it. She put a booty on you, you know? I mean, it's one of our signals, you know? You laying the band up with my booty on you? Come on,
yeah.
You know, and stuff. And again, and it's because of, again, societal norm says we're not supposed to come here and be like, boy, you don't give me that, you know, because we're seen in a certain way, you know.
But when you get to that point, sometimes women get to the point where they're very horny. They're like, they're very, not aggressive, but they feel like they have a right to be aggressive. That's right. The difference between men and women. Yeah, like that's real talk. I'm sure a lot of women are the same. You guys feel like you have a right to kind of like, come and grab it, just do whatever you want. Yeah.
Which can also be disrespectful.
Yeah, but we always gentle when it comes to that. We're never gonna.
Yeah, you can all turn it down.
We're never gonna disrespect you. You're like, okay, that's what you want.
It's going too far and not respecting your body as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and again, that's a conversation. Like
the one is reverse. Mm-hmm. It's another story. Yeah. Leave me alone. You always want this. Man. Let me see.
Right. Yeah, it's a women feel entitled. We feel entitled, yeah. Like, and it's the entitlement because we feel like men want it all the time. I remember the first time somebody told me no, I was devastated. I felt like I was personally offended, right? Because in my head, men wanted it all the time. So you can tell me you.
I agree because this is something like I've learned, like with women, like sometimes when she show you like she want it, I just gotta say no, like I'm not interested, but I want it though. That's the
Okay.
thing, you know what I mean? Like, we always kind of like want it. When you show us that we want it, we just go for it. But sometimes it's better for us to do that just for you to feel how you feel. But
Right.
sometimes it's shocking because you guys are like, oh my God, really? How? How can
Like,
you
what do
know
you
one
mean?
day? It's
What do
like,
you mean? Because he's a human being, he can say no too.
yeah, but
You know?
how you have to feel this way? But when it's us, you guys feel like you have it right. It's like we just have to do that when the time is right for you.
Right, and that's not fair. It's not right, and it's not fair at all. You know, because they're going to be sometimes, you know, like you said, even when a man doesn't feel like it, sometimes he's going to go ahead and do it. Okay, his opportunity, right? And you know, and I'm tired, but okay, let's go ahead, right? And so, but same, it should be the same on the opposite end. That sometimes I might not really feel like it, but let's go ahead and give it a try. I bet I feel better afterward. You know, because I guarantee you're gonna feel better afterward. It's just the mentality, man. It's like we have to be able to change the mentality of a, you know, that everybody don't want it all the time, right? And B, sometimes we're gonna, like in any relationship, like you're gonna compromise, right? I don't always feel like doing the dishes, but they must be done, you know. And
Oh,
so
yeah.
if my mate needs a connection, right? And not seeing it as just a physical act, seeing it for the whole thing of what it is. If my mate is looking for a connection, right? And this is how he needs to get that connection, you know, maybe I do. Maybe I do go ahead and do it, right?
Not in a way where you're just
in a
gonna
way
sell,
where it's
just do
like,
what you
yeah,
gotta
I'm
do. Just
right. Yeah, it's not like that. Not like that at all. Because I've done that too. Like, all right, fine, let's come on. You know, but then
hurry
you
up.
won't get the connection, right? Like you're doing it like you don't mean it. Well, I don't, because I said no. You know, and stop. And so you not again, that's how you know it's a connection issue and not just a physical act, right? You know, because you know, when it's being done and it's not being done with the passion or the, you know, the you know, then you don't want it. You don't want mediocre sex, you know what I'm saying? You want somebody to be into it and connected to you. You know, that makes for the best sex, right?
So you say something like in your past relationship, and you come to the point where you wasn't enjoying sex as well, and it was quite frustrating. What was causing that? Was it because of the person that you was with, you wasn't like connected to you? Because the connection is important as well.
Right, the
or
connection.
it was just not like, you know, giving everything right the way
I
you
think
wanted.
For me, it was twofold. One, again, I was taking care of everything and everybody, right? And me and my ex had, you know, we had our biological children, we had adopted children, pressures of life. I think we both was going through depression because we're from New Orleans, and you know, we moved when Hurricane Katrina hit, and so we were grieving home. There was a lot of stuff going on with our job, you know, so it was a whole lot of stress and pressures and things like that that continued to build, right? And somewhere along that line, there came some disconnection, right? Not to mention, neither of us had been to therapy at that point, right? And so the issues, the regular issues of life and traumas and junk and, you know, me acting like my mama, you know, and a pact that he had made with his brother years ago that he would never give his money to a woman. You know, and so that was getting in the way of all the stuff, you know, and so neither of our needs was truly being met, and we didn't know how to get that done, right? Because we was in survival mode for a long period of time, and so we reached a point. I decided to go to therapy during that time, because I was completely losing it, and that's another thing. And as a therapist too, right? I'm like, you know, during that time I was studying to become a therapist, you know, and it's important, if you're not connecting, figure out where the disconnection is. And couples therapy, individual therapy, figure out where's the barrier? Where's the barrier? Maybe your mama didn't hug you enough, right? And you don't know how you feel about physical touch, or physical touch feels robotic to you, or, you know, there's so much deeper things, you know, there are different attachment styles, you know, where some people are anxious, avoiding attach, or, you know, or
you have people coming to you like they say, like they avoid the touch. They don't really like.
There are people that are touch deprived. There are people who, you know, and I've gone through things myself where I used to love being touched all the time, And then I got married and had all these kids and adopted kids. And now I'm like, don't touch me. You know?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and we grow. That's the other thing too, is like you evolve, you grow.
But the thing is, people that have that way, sometimes you don't even know, like even know. It's like, for you, just normal, but the person that you're with, be more like, oh my God, like, this has never happened. Like, how come you live with me and you don't even do that? Like,
right.
You don't feel this? And people, I think the person are really gonna realize what's going on. I think that's
right. And you don't know until you have these conversations. When you find out, okay, how were you raised? You know, like, do you enjoy touch? Do you not enjoy touch? What kind of touch do you enjoy? You know, I reached a point that every time my ex-husband touched me, I thought it was supposed to lead to sex. So I was like, don't.
You are the same. I get
right. And I'm like, don't. Can you hug me without trying to get my booty? You know? And so,
but how do you think he felt that way? You feel when you say those kind of things? Because it's funny because
I don't think he took it well at that time, you know.
No, I think he feels like no, the thing is, he feels like, and he's gonna be like, okay, so what then? If you're sex, what's wrong with that?
Because women, and I think men alike, enjoy sex that's not necessarily going to lead to sex. A cuddle, a snuggle, you know. Yeah. So what you're telling me is you don't like to be the little spoon sometimes?
Yeah.
You know, men like to be a little spoon, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course, we like it.
Just but... want to cuddle, you know?
Yeah, but if something happened, you know, like, you know? It's not a big deal. But when you actually telling him, like, okay, don't do this, he's actually breaking everything.
Right.
Breaking the magic, there's no more moment and everything. Right. So he's like, gotta ask you, like, okay, so tonight, are you okay if I go?
Right, right. Yeah.
It's like,
and that's hard. And that's where you know there is a disconnection, though, you know, because a couple that's connected throughout the day, you should be able to give each other a look, you know, and be like,
yeah, okay.
Tonight. You know, so, like, it should be a feeling, it should be a vibe, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And all that. You should be able to come and just pull a little bit on her shorts. Not even really touch her good, just pull her shorts a little bit. She'd be like, all right, you know.
Yeah,
because
there's
an attraction all day long to the person that you're with and you're connected to. There is
that's powerful. That's very powerful.
There's consistent attraction. You know what I'm saying? Like I and it doesn't matter. You don't even have to be in the same space with a person that you have that connection and that energy with, you know. It could be across long distance, you know. You can have that connection and that attraction when you pick up the phone and you hear their voice, you're like, oh, okay then. Let's talk tonight, you know, and stuff like that, you know, because truly, like, sex is up here. It's really up here, you know. And so I think being careful of how, like, again, that don't touch me is a rejection, right? And it messes up the whole vibe of things or whatever, you know.
What was he doing, if I ask you?
You can gently say, hey babe, I'm doing something right now. You know, hey babe, I'm you know, because it's also a break of concentration. Like,
it's not the same as saying, like, I'm tired,
you know. And it's not the same, you know. And are you really tired, or are you just using it as an excuse?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the honesty part, you know? And I think that's the struggle with men and talking to women who are saying, oh, I'm tired, oh, I don't want to, or whatever, whatever. You know, one is rejection, and two, but why? Like, you don't like me? You don't want me? You don't, like, I desire you, you know? Why aren't you desiring me back, right? Of course, then nobody's a robot, right? And so
I think that's the problem. You know, when it comes to the point where you start asking those questions, that's when, you know, like, it should even be asked. Because if you ask this question, I mean, like, there's a lot of frustration. There is a lot of things that there's no communication, actually. There's no feeling. There's no connection. Mm-hmm. When men or women start asking those questions to the partner, I mean, like, they're kind of hurt. That's when they come to that point of asking questions.
Right.
So that's the problem, because if you ask a question, what answer the person going to give you, though? It won't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. You don't think the answer won't make any sense, you said?
The answer going to make any sense. It depends.
Okay.
Like, okay, last time, okay, I think with you, actually, when it happened with your ex, when you was like, oh, don't touch me, whatever. Did he ever ask you, like, you know, what happened? Like, why are you doing this work?
Yeah, but I'm, like I said, and I've always been no bullshit. So
yeah,
I've always said, hey, I'm exhausted. Hey, I sat on a couch room one day and was just like crying. Like, I'm exhausted. I'm doing all the things. I'm studying and I'm cooking every single day, you know, because I cooked like 6 days a week, cleaning house in grad school. We got all these kids, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, and he was working like part-time and stuff like that. You know, we're trying to take care of this household together, but I felt like he wasn't contributing enough to the household, you know, and not just on a financial level, because for the most part, we had that together and all that, but just on a, can you help me with these kids? You know, if, you know, and I worked outside of the home while I wasn't in school or getting ready somewhere up in there. I worked at a place outside of the home for a little bit and all that, but like, I just felt like I was doing all the things, right? And I felt like he wasn't contributing, right? And so because of that, it made me disconnect because I did not feel taken care of. I did not feel cared for. And it wasn't that I needed him to do all the things, right? Hmm. But again, if I'm cooking every single day and you see me exhausted, pick a day. You know what, babe? I'm going to cook on Tuesdays, right? And so we had that conversation once before. And he said, hey, how about I cook on Tuesdays, right? Cool. That would be a big relief. I know on Tuesday, I ain't got to worry about that part, right? You know, so in my mind, Tuesday night, at least on Tuesday night, you're going to get it. You're going to get it good, right?
Yeah.
So, but that following Tuesday came and it passed and he didn't, right? And stuff. And
he didn't help.
He didn't do it. He didn't follow through, man. Right? And so, but he still had the expectation, you know?
Of course, always.
So, but I still had to cook, you know? Yeah. And so again, I felt not taken care of. I felt not like, okay, now you've made. You said that you was going to do something to help and then you didn't do it. And I didn't feel like, and I paid attention to Tuesday when it came, I was waiting. Right. And yeah. All that. I'm the type of person also, I don't feel like I should have to remind you if it's in your heart. I don't feel like I should have to remind you to do it. Right. And so, because to me, when you made that gesture, my interpretation of that gesture was, I love you. I care. This is what I'm going to do to help you not feel exhausted. Right. And stuff. And then when it didn't happen, I felt less than cared for again, you know? And so my heart was broken. Therefore, no, I don't want to connect with you because you broke my heart. You hurt my feelings.
So what you're trying to tell me now, like the connection, the only way to kind of like, I mean, not the only way, but one of the best way to create a connection be with your partner is kind of like, from woman perspective, is for a man to kind of like do certain tasks that gonna help you to kind of like free your time and just be a little bit more.
I think that helps.
Energetic and relax, like, yeah. You know, housework or just, yeah, be a man.
Well, find out from that woman specifically, because again, we all don't think alike, right? You know, I'm what I call a taker carer. You know, I take care of people. It's my nature, right? My love language is acts of service, right? And so that's how I operate. That's how I see love. But if you have a woman whose love language is physical touch, then she might need a hug or a snuggle. Maybe a non-sexual hug or snuggle that will get her there, you know? If you have a woman whose love language is words of affirmation, then you need to be affirming her and telling her how wonderful she is, how beautiful she is, and, you know, and I see your accomplishments, and, you know, you go, girl. That may be the thing to get her. So you have to figure out what it is that individual woman sees or connects to or sees as love, you know. I know most women are like, give me gifts, you know, and all.
Yeah,
that.
But that's another thing. But from man perspective, it come like we have to make an effort to sleep with you, to have sex with you. It's like, why do we have to make an effort when it's something like we both sharing? Is it common?
Is it not an effort on both? But is it not an effort on both? Anything you
it's
going to be
in
working
both, in both parts. But it's like, I make you feel good, I feel good. It's not like it's for both of us. You want the same thing, we're just having a moment, right? But I feel like men, we have to kind of like work hard to kind of get it, or you know what I mean? Or do you guys really use the same energy as well to come to the point you get a thing?
I can't say every woman. I can't say every woman, but I think
you have a lot of people that you work with. Do you think certain women or really like working on trying to see how to connect?
I encourage it. I definitely encourage it because I don't believe in one-sided things, right? And again, because I recognize that men also seek connection, right? And you don't want to have, you really don't want to have somebody to have sex with somebody that you don't have a connection to if you're in a relationship, you know, or if that's what you're seeking, you know. Mm-hmm. If you're seeking wham bam thank you ma'am, then you can go out there and find that, right? But if you're in it with somebody, right, and say if this is the one, say if you're in a relationship or something with a woman that always makes you feel less than, do you want to connect with her in that way?
No.
You don't.
You still love the person.
Just as much effort for me to figure out what your love language is and how you feel loved and how what helps me to connect to you, right? Because it's a two-way street, right? It's not just one to the other. I think society has set us up that way, though, to make us believe it's just men going, you know, it's just the men. Because I promise you women want it just as much, right? But we're conditioned not to pursue it. We're conditioned, you know, to, you know, play the game, you know, and stuff like that. I know some people who are so conditioned into the good girl thing that they, like, they won't do it. They just won't, you know, because good girls don't do that. But we do, you know. And good girls, you know, defining you, who you are as far as character is concerned, based upon what you like or how you like sex or that you like sex, right? You know, like we have just as much nerve endings in our parts as y'all do, you know, if not more, you know.
Maybe some, yeah, I think those one who they call themselves as good girl, maybe they have a fantasy, but they just don't want to get out of the comfort zone because they kind of like stuck in their mind in a way where they just want to stay there, you know, but they
trust.
Don't enjoy it as well, yeah.
Yeah, it has to be a trust. Like you, when you find somebody you can be with that you truly trust, you are open and you are ready and you are like, what you want to do? How you want to do it? Let's go, right? You know, I saw another video this past week about there was a gentleman who was telling his woman a different position, right? And so he's like, this is what you could do, you know? And it was an out-of-the-bedroom conversation, right? You know, lay down on the floor, turn upside down by this chair, flip your legs over, and I could just do it like this. And she's like, you like that? And he was like, yeah. She's like,
yeah.
It's going right now. Because she was ready. She was ready right then when he showed it to her, right? Connection. They made that connection outside of the bedroom, and she was ready for it, right?
Yeah.
Immediately, like, let's go. I like this conversation, you know, and stuff. And just explaining, like, what it is, you know, what your heart look like. You know, it's about what your heart look like. You know.
Yeah, I think communication is actually key, definitely. I think that's the reason why you think like there's a lot of couples actually, when things like that doesn't work, they start going to see other people, they go to some swing club, or they do a lot of, like, do you think this is the reason why communication is not there? Sometimes you don't need to go to those kind of things just because you guys don't communicate. Yeah, I see a lot of people when they end up going to those. I have one of my friend actually, what happened, and because she's really like sex driven, like she just like wants it, and then she tell the partner, you know, if you can actually go and, you know, have sex like with other people, they bring other people in the house and everything, and the guy was traumatized because he see actually his wife actually having sex with somebody else
right
in front of him, but that was her thing because she's really like, you know, and then she thought like that was, you know, he was gonna go with that as well. And then I think it just like he was traumatized, and what happened, she he actually decided to see another person to cheat on her.
Yeah.
But and then she was kind of mad. Oh, how did you cheat on me after what happened? I was like, oh, I don't understand the whole thing. The guy was like, how can you say I cheat on you when you actually have two guys, like, you know, having sex with you in front of you and me at the same time? Mm-hmm. It's like, and it was kind of frustrating for me, but she doesn't understand. She's like, I'm confused. Why not understanding? This is the kind of thing that I like. I thought we like it as well. I think that's the problem. Sometimes when there's no communication, sometimes we want to do things too spicy, and we go to the point where the fact there was no communication, and we kind of like lose ourselves.
Right, because if you hadn't discussed that beforehand and said, hey, I have this kink, you know, and I want to find a way to fulfill this kink without hurting you, you know, without anybody being injured in this thing, right? You know, even like when somebody wants to have a threesome, there are rules of engagement, and you need to figure out what those rules are. People in polyamorous relationships, there are rules of engagement. What does our relationship look like with this two or three people involved, you know, and stuff like that? Like communication, talk. Figure out how everybody feels about the things. When ill feelings come up, you need to talk about the feelings. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be uncomfortable regardless. But if somebody has a thing like with your girl, if she had a thing or she wanted you to watch her with somebody else, Did she need to really sit with you and figure out how you feel about that?
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I think that's the problem. I think she never
talking to the person about it. Some people can't handle that. They can't. Yeah, and sometimes it's a matter of security. Maybe you don't know what is his past like. Did he catch this old lady messing with a dude before? You know, and walked in on it. Maybe he got trauma that reminded him of his communication, man. You know, for a lot of women and men, like, we don't talk about the sexual trauma, right? You know, I've been sexually abused before, right? And being able to separate that trauma from this experience, which is a holistic, beautiful thing, right? You know, whereas that was a power control thing, you know, or this was, you know, somebody who was victimized, who decided to victimize, right? And stuff like that. And so being able to heal those things, some women have trouble having sex because of their sexual trauma. So they need to get in therapy. They need to heal those things so that they can connect to their partner in such a way, you know. I've had one client before who had sexual trauma and her body responded like bodies respond, right? When you're having sex, it is a physiological response, right? You know, and stuff. And she felt guilty because she didn't want this interaction, but her body responded to it, right? So now I feel guilty. And I, you know, now I can't connect to anybody during sex, or, you know, because my body is going to betray me, or, you know. And so those are things that have to be worked out, you know, and letting go of the guilt, letting go of, you know, those ill feelings and disconnecting yourself from what happened to you, and not allowing it to infect you in such a way that it affects everything else you touch, you know. And so there's so many. It's not a one-stop shop, you know. It's so many aspects to each human being and how they respond and how they react and, you know, and what their connection points are and all that kind of stuff. So it's very, very individual. It's hard for you to say across a broad spectrum, you know, oh, if this, then that.
I think the key, as you say, just communication. There's one thing I remember from you. You say, like, if you want something, you just got to ask the person, how do you feel when I touch you? How do you feel when I do this? How do you feel after this? But the thing is, as I say, it's so good to ask somebody, but you have to be the same way as well. The person have to make the same effort. Otherwise, a lot of men, they're going to feel strained. Be like, I just want to have a vibe, have a good time, but just don't want anything to be kind of robotic. You have to ask.
Right.
Oh, how do you feel about it tonight? How do you feel about this? But I think you're right. If you are doing all the tasks, you are helping. If somebody's happy, I think every woman, when a woman is happy, things always go great, you know, like,
right,
you know, if she's looked after, the house is nice, you know, there's not too much money issue, right, everything is good. I think, you know, you're gonna have like a happy woman, you know, unless you are not good in bed. That's another topic.
That's a whole different story. But
even
with that though, if you are teachable, then it's good.
The same thing, you can cheat, man.
If you're teachable, it is good, because between connection and being willing to please your partner, that is teachable. I think all things are teachable if you care enough, you know, because the fact is everybody likes different things, right? When you first get with a chick, this your first time with her, you know, you're going to have sex with her like you did with the last chick, but they might like something different. So for her, that might've been like, oh, that was horrible, right? You know, but it was just something she didn't necessarily like. It wasn't her style of doing the things, right? And so if you're willing and open and she's willing to try again, right, which is why I hate when women are like, oh, he wasn't no good in bed or whatever. He wasn't no good to you in bed because what his understanding of what was good might have been good for the last chick. She might have liked it this way or that way, right, and stuff. But for you, you like something different, you know. Your erogenous zones are different, right? You know, you like to be touched here, but not there, right? And so learning that person and what you like and what you don't like, and being responsive in the bedroom to sounds and motions, and, you know, communicate in the bedroom too. Do that feel good? Did you like that? Oh, I liked it when you did that, you know, so that you can repeat the action, you know.
I think some people, she can actually lie as well. Like, you know, even if you like it or you didn't like it, oh, yeah, that's right.
She could, you know. If she's interested in being with you, though, I would behoove her
to keep it real.
You know, it don't make sense to be in the bedroom with somebody on a regular basis that you don't like how it works, right? And stuff. And rather than being judgmental, which is what I hate the most of anything else, I hate about women who will just judge off top and, oh yeah, because he didn't, you know, did you tell him what you liked?
Do women talk to their friend as well, like when they have sex, not like when they're in a serious relationship, not like if you're just dating, it's different, but like if you really like
they talk really about it with you should just like with your best friend, yeah.
You know, oh, really?
You're not telling all your friends because you know.
Well, that's how my husband
ain't know. So you know, you can't tell everybody, and you can't tell everybody when it's real good because these hoes ain't loyal. They be trying to holler at your man.
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody trying to get pleased and all that, but with your best friend that you trust, you might be like, "Girl," or you know, I didn't like such and such and such and such. You know, but again, a matter of being vocal and saying.
So, hey, women actually sometimes they don't want to say things just because you kind of like. You don't trust those women.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't know. I never see things that way.
Yeah, a lot of women are hurting people.
Okay.
And like, societal standards, like society has taught us to hate each other, right? Mm. You know, like, you know, and you can see it when a woman enters the room. Women that are comfortable with themselves, they'd be like, "That bitch got it going on," and women that are not comfortable with themselves, like, "Look at that bitch," you know. That's the difference, right?
Yeah,
you know, I seek out women to be like, "Girl, you're doing that shit, girl," you know, but that's a matter of feeling confident and loving yourself, right? Because when you see something that's a reflect that is something that you're not or want to be, right? So you can't respond any other way than how you are, right?
Yeah,
what's in you is in you, right? And so if I'm hating on you, then there's something about that woman that is that reflects the parts on the inside of me that I wish I was, or I wish I could be, or, you know, so that's why I'm hating, right? But if I can, "Girl, you're doing that shit," right? Then there's a level of confidence. I see myself. I can see you busting it, girl. Keep doing that, right? And stuff. And so we don't, if you're wise, you don't go around telling your female friends all about your sexual things with your, not with your mate. You know, and stuff like that, especially if it's really good, not nobody you don't trust, because then they won't try to find out, you know.
Yeah, true. Okay, I heard this guy's good. Yeah, true.
Yeah, they're trying to fulfill their own fantasies or their own things, you know what I'm saying, and all that. And so I only share those things with my bestie, you know, because I know my bestie ain't trying to holler, you know, and stuff like that.
So what is your, I know we've been talking about sex and all those things. I think for people actually listening to this, I think people are going to remember a lot of things that you want to say about communication, you know, about talking and doing things at home as well. And asking questions to your partner, I think that's one of the most important things as well, because I have a lot of men coming to me and ask me, like, you know, advice about why she feel that way. I think for everything that you say, you actually make more sense. But what is your view, actually, since we talk about sex, what is your view of including things like toys in a relationship? Do you think it is something
Let me tell you something. Toys are my best friends. Okay. I think people should be more explorative. Like, you know, vanilla sex is just that. It's vanilla. You know, ain't no flavor, ain't no nuts, ain't no flavorings. There's just vanilla, you know what I'm saying? And all that. And some people like vanilla, I'm not mad at them or whatever. But I think the more explorative you get with your sensuality and your sexuality and stuff like that, introduce toys. If it's your thing, if you want to introduce people, like whatever you choose to do, as long as everybody has communicated and everybody's in agreement. And you've had these discussions and you've decided what the rules are, right? And stuff like that, you know, then go for it. Go for it. Anything that will enhance your sexual relationship, I mean, go for it. They ain't gonna do nothing but make you closer. Nothing but make you closer. And unless you feel like that toy is replacing you in some sort of way, you know, again, that's an issue within yourself then. Because I think how gadgets can possibly replace human touch. They can't replace human connection. You know what I'm saying? They can get an orgasm and maybe quicker. I don't know. You know, but it's a matter of
connection.
It's a human connection thing. You know,
I think when there's no connection, that's when they can actually replace somebody when there's no connection, because The toy never gonna replace emotional, like, because when you have sex with someone that you feel, you have feelings, it's actually different. That's true. I think that's common with a lot of insecurity as well. If you bring those stories because you are not able to perform, that's different.
Right.
You see what I mean? So if you just bring it as just an extra to make things, it's like a woman. It's like a woman who wear makeup, same woman wear makeup because it make them, it actually bring the beauty. The beauty.
Right. Like, I'm beautiful with not a stitch of makeup on my face.
Yeah.
You know, but that's I'm enhancing the beauty. It's a candy.
That's what I'm saying. Or some others, they put it because they just want to, they don't accept who they are. They feel like they're not pretty. They just have to. Yeah. Right. I think that's kind of like the same thing when you use like those toys.
Same thing. That's a great analogy. That is a great analogy.
So anything that you want to say that you feel like we haven't touched, any advice you want to give people today, for two people actually, first of all, is actually to men. Mm-hmm. What advice can you give to men to kind of like have that things keep going, like, you know, to try to
get it more? This is how you get it more, man. Open your heart. Open your heart,
what,
you know.
What do you mean?
When I say open your heart, like, be willing to listen, be willing to hear, be willing to understand, because at the end of the day, every human being wants to be heard and understood, right? They want to be seen, heard, and understood. And if you can see your woman and hear your woman and understand your woman, there ain't no reason you shouldn't be able to get it. You know what I'm saying? When you have that level of connection, right, to be able to, you know, I have a friend that if I pick up the phone at any point, he can tell in my voice whether I'm having a good day, bad day, if I'm tired, like, it's fucking weird, you know, and all that. But I appreciate it. I appreciate it because you know me to an extent that my voice tone tells you everything you need to know, right? Even if I lie and be like, no, I'm good, I'm cool. Mm-mm. He might be like, no, you're not. I mean, I'm not going to make you talk about it if you don't want to, but I know you're not okay. You know, that's a connection. That's a connection, you know? And so be open and willing to see things from her perspective, right? And vice versa for women. You know, I feel like women for the same thing, you know? And even though men seem to want it more than we do, right? That doesn't mean that they do. Like, I feel like I want sex just as much as a man does, you know? And some occasions more, right? But having that same level of respect, whether he tells you no or not, or whether he just doesn't feel like it, or not seeing a man as, just like we don't want to be seen as a sexual object, neither does a man, you know? You're more than just your penis, you know?
Yeah.
And so having that respect for each other as human beings with thoughts and feelings and issues and traumas and all that comes with us, you know what I'm saying? If you can encompass that human part, that connected, that spiritual being, when you can connect to that, like, you want to be all over each other when it's time. And snuggling or having a moment without having sex will also give you that same connection, you know, that it don't have to be a necessarily physically, you know, intimate thing, you know, that you can connect in other ways besides just sex.
You think having kids actually kind of like destroy things as well and impact things in a bad way?
Kids?
Yeah.
They interrupt. They cock blockers.
Just man, you always cry all the time, man.
You know what I mean? As soon as they get into the world, they start cock blocking. You know, but I've also heard men talk about, like, as soon as a woman has a baby, her focus becomes baby bound, right? And stuff like that. And then men kind of get pushed off to the side. And I don't think it's anything we do on purpose. It's just the natural mothering and all that. So women have to take in that into account. In order to do that, though, because first of all, growing a kid in your body is hard, guys. It's hard.
It's hard, but like that's what you was built for. You know, you
yeah, but that don't mean it's not hard, and that don't mean it don't affect you just because you built for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm built to be a therapist too, but it's hard sometimes, right? Sometimes I'm taking on things
It's hard to be a man as well, because we have to
exactly. You built to protect and do the man stuff, but it's still hard, right? And so you need support in that, right? You need women to support you in being a black man, right? You need, you know, you need for the people out in this world not to give you a harder time than you already have as a black man, right? And so those things are hard, but with the right support, you can do it and do it well, right? And so same thing with women and mothers, like you grow this baby, your body is crazy, your hormones out the way, all kind of craziness. And, you know, and a lot of women go through postpartum depression afterward because of the hormone levels up and down and all that. And then you got to take care of a whole ass human, right?
Yeah, true.
And nobody taught you really how to take care of you. Just, you know, you're on the fly, right? I think intimacy can remain intact in those situations after a baby if the man, again, is helping. If you, if you're showing yourself as a unit, like, you know, how can I help you take care of our little person that we made, right? I couldn't help you grow it. I couldn't help you carry it. But now that it's here, what can I help you do, you know, and stuff. And having that level of support actually grows. It grows that intimacy. It grows that relationship, right? And so then later on, you want to. You know, you be careful not to make another baby so fast, but you want to connect and all that, because we're a unit and we did this together. And so you're helping me take care of this, and, you know, and you're nurturing my sweet parts, right? And my mothering parts. And, you know, I don't feel so sad because I'm not doing all this by myself. I got your support. And, you know, and so it's all about the inside. You nurture the inside to get to the outside.
Great. But do you think there is such a thing as how many times you should have sex during the week or a month? Do you think is it important, or is it like as long as you connect, you can do it once a month?
I think when you have life and when you have kids, and sometimes you gotta schedule it. Sometimes you just gotta schedule it tonight.
You think it's not too robotic, like to schedule it, okay, and, every weekend or some shit.
You know, if you can be spontaneous, right? You know, but there might be a time that unexpectedly somebody came and got all the kids, you know, or we're in this bathroom alone. Let's get it right quick, you know. Just being spontaneous and being willing to connect with your partner, you know. You might have to plan it. You might have to plan it. Like, I'm an entrepreneur, so, you know, I'm running my business. I'm seeing clients. And I'm a solopreneur. So I'm doing paperwork. I'm doing all these different things, right? And stuff like that. I'm taking a training class. I'm learning real estate and investing. I'm doing all of these things, right? And stuff like that. I have to plan my intimacy sometimes. You know, sometimes it's like 10 o'clock. What's up? You know, I have to. And then other times, and then sometimes it is spontaneous. You know, hey, right now. You know, and stuff. But being willing when the opportunities arise. But there's nothing wrong with scheduling it or planning it, just like you plan a date night, you know.
Yeah, true.
There's different connection points and all that kind of stuff. You can plan a sexy night, you know, a romantic, you know, get in the tub and have a bubble bath together, and then we get it on kind of night, you know. Because again, it's connection is what you're looking
for. I think when you connect, anything that you do, there's a connection, that there's no frustration, there is no trauma. Yes. I think that's the problem. When there is no communication, you can have a communication, but when you don't heal the trauma, always going to be
Absolutely.
That's great. So that's what you actually do to help people, right? Just to
help them to heal their traumas and get all their junk out of the way so they can be their better, best and highest version of themselves.
So how do your program, like, tell me more about your program for people actually interested. How does it work in terms of, like, when people get to you?
Usually people go to my website. I'm on all the social medias and all that under Choosing Empowerment. I like to encourage, educate. My goal is to stop stigma and provide access for people who wouldn't ordinarily come to therapy. Also do life coaching, mental health and wellness life coaching internationally, worldwide. and all. So, you know, I'm here. I'm available. I'm no bullshit. Great.
Anyway, thanks for having you today. And again, anybody interested, I'm going to put everything on the link on the description. You're going to have, you know, website, I believe, and then, you know, all the social network and the TikTok as well. Thank you again for having you today. I appreciate
it. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. All right.
Thank you. Cheers.